What is the longest time you've been mad at someone?
2-3 days. Like
days?
Yeah, days. Oh. What about you?
I mean, forgive and forget.
I mean, it's exhausting to be mad at someone.
Me, I don't know, a couple months.
Months?
Yes.
And what do you do all
I mean,
that
there
time?
Are some people that I'm not actively mad, but I remember something they did like years ago.
Really?
And I'm like, well, I don't really want to be friends with them. They're not a good person.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean,
I know certain people now that in 15 years you're gonna still hate.
Well,
what would you say if I said I've uncovered a juicy, juicy story that spans many decades?
Decades?
Decades of hate.
Oh my God.
Next door neighbors.
Oh, I want to hear about this.
Yeah. And it's pretty funny.
Oh, good.
There are cops involved.
What?
Yeah. Welcome to Never Not New York, the podcast that would never hold a grudge.
I hope not.
You better not.
I'm Never Not Noah.
I'm Never Not Eliza, and we are friends and neighbors in New York City sharing a little slice of the New York that we're actually living in.
Recording today live from the Upper West Side.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, email, Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you think of because we did the extra work.
Even in Tinder, but look for Never Not New York. There we are.
Anything is worth it for a free dinner and an awkward hug.
Yeah.
Today, we have juicy, juicy drama.
I like that.
Involving old people.
Oh, my favorite.
I'm going to refer to our people as Uno and Dos.
Okay, Uno y Dos.
Keeping it multicultural.
Okay.
Now, they are neighbors, next door neighbors,
okay.
Brownstone next door neighbors.
The best kind.
One of them owns a brownstone.
Ooh.
And the other one is in an apartment in a brownstone.
In the same brownstone or?
Next door.
Next door. Okay, yeah. I see.
So they share a wall, hypothetically.
Oh, okay.
They share
windows.
Okay, so one day there is lots and lots of doorbell ringing, followed by some police activity.
Police?
Yes.
But you know, said these people are old, right?
They're old.
Okay.
Uno has heard his doorbell go off over and over and over again. He's asleep or something. He's unable to get there. They're ringing and ringing and ringing. Finally, he makes it to the door.
Who is at the door?
Nobody.
Oh.
Then he goes back to bed.
That's pretty annoying. Let me tell you. I feel him.
Then it rings one more time.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I'm being harassed. I'm being targeted. This is a hate crime.
What?
Yes. So he calls the police.
Oh my God.
Now, what I will say is, it turns out that the person ringing the doorbell was Meals on Wheels. I know this because someone who shared a wall with Uno was listening in because it was a very loud conversation. It was loud with the police. You know how old people get. They're not really great on the hearing. And so they also speak loudly. And some of these walls and these brownstone converted to apartments. Yeah. You can hear everything.
Yeah.
So we got a front row seat. Meals on Wheels has been trying to deliver a meal.
To him, I
to
guess.
Him. And it's perishable. It has to go directly into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So I guess they're trained to like ring and ring and ring because also if the person has died, they need to know.
Oh my God.
It took a grim turn.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that turn.
I know. That's probably true. Now, the next part of the story is that Dos has in fact come to the door to ring it before. Not necessarily this time, but she has gone to ring it because when the Meals on Wheels delivery comes every week on a certain day, they lock up their delivery bike in front of her building.
Oh, so she had issues in the past going out her home because of this.
Honestly, I do not think it affects her ability to access her house.
Okay.
But she is annoyed that the bike is then locked up on her property.
You know, isn't that funny that New Yorkers are famous because they don't give a shit about anything, but at the same time, they get annoyed by anything?
Everything.
It's like,
yeah, that's actually really true. Yeah. Everyone's just so worked up. So he's like, it's been Dos all along. She's trying to destroy me. She hates me. Uno tells the police that Dos has been after him for years.
I see a little bit of paranoia here.
A little bit of, yeah.
Or maybe a case of a real harassment. I don't know how crazy Dos is.
Well, so here's the other thing. According to our sleuth, Dos is more normal than Uno.
Oh, okay.
Has more common sense, seems more like with it.
Okay.
In conversations, remember things clearly, doesn't give like weird info. Uno sometimes makes up whole personalities.
Oh, okay.
Uno sometimes changes his name.
So this is a case of sane versus insane.
I don't think either of them are really sane.
Okay.
But it's just like more sane.
Okay.
In investigating, it turns out there's more to the story.
Uh-huh.
So while the police are there, this sleuth hears through the wall. Uno says, well, actually, I know it was her, you know, next door, because years ago, roughly a decade ago, he was walking down the street. He was old. He wasn't moving very quickly. She is driving. Yes, I think she's a little younger, a little more sprightly. She parks. She opens her car door and he says it's to hit him.
Oh my God.
He's on the sidewalk. He is just sure that she is trying to take him down.
Well, you know, easily confused. The typical move to kill someone. Open your doors in an aggressive way.
If I was going to take someone out, I would for sure do that, because also who would think that that would ever,
yeah,
in any common sense, that would work.
Mastermind those.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
Mastermind.
But then our sleuth decides to go even further.
Okay.
She goes to the source. Source number two, Dose. She goes, what's up with Uno? And this is where it gets really juicy. Apparently, it's an hours-long conversation. They cross paths at like 9 p.m. They're out for like 2 hours chatting because Dose has just been dying to share all the, you know,
history,
the grievances and the past transgressions and all the things that Uno has done wrong.
Okay.
Including,
I'm intrigued.
When Dose's children were young, they're living in the brownstone. So this is like potentially like 40 years ago.
Okay. Long time ago.
Long time.
You and I were not even in this earth yet.
No.
No yet. We are that young.
The nanny is there in the kitchen doing dishes. The nanny looks out the window.
Okay.
Uno and Dose, their windows look into each other.
Uh-huh.
Dose has a big brownstone. Uno has a small apartment.
Okay. Yes. Socioeconomic issues also involved.
Uno is watching porn.
Okay.
On a big screen.
On a big screen?
In front of the window.
And the window is, I mean, it's facing the screen. Okay.
Yes. Apparently, it was really bad porn. And when I say that, we are very sex positive on this show. However, it involved
underage people,
yeah, children, that's allegedly.
That's not good.
Now, just to play devil's advocate, this is a story being relayed to us from someone else who talked to someone else whose nanny saw something. So at this point, plus they're like, you know, decades-long fight. I don't know exactly if we can trust it, but apparently it's like believable from this guy.
Yeah.
Like he's super weird.
So what happened? It's very dark.
It's really dark. They just closed the blinds and never looked out that window again. But to wrap up our whole story, Uno and Dose did not end up having a case because they have had a war going years.
Oh my God, that must be exhausting.
That is decades, like 50 years.
50, yeah, in the 70s?
Yeah.
I could see that. Hippie flower, and they were fighting.
Exactly. Since the 70s, 5 full decades, 50 years, they've been feuding. Which, if you think about it, is nothing considering there's another person who's apparently in their same vicinity who's also had a feud with both of them since the mid-60s.
Yeah. I mean, I admire the commitment with the causes, you
absolutely
know? Cause,
and you know what I think I'll say?
What?
The lesson learned here is usually in New York, people mind their business, as we always say.
Yeah, but
here, but when they don't mind their business, they are just in it too deep, way too deep. And, you know, sometimes time does not heal all wounds.
No, clearly. Clearly, for some people, not even 60 years are enough. But also, like, the amount of free time they have. I mean,
you so can, much free time.
You cannot keep up with such a feud for so many years if you are, like, you know, busy. Like,
if you have a hobby.
Yeah.
They both need hobbies.
They need hobbies. How do you think we are going to be when we get that
old? Well, you don't hold a grudge for more than 3 days, so I'll just stick with you.